A coalition of human rights organisations and academics recently released a report titled Australia's Modern Slavery Act, Fit for Purpose, which revealed strong support from the business community for tougher legislation on modern slavery within Australia. UWA Law School Associate Professor Fiona McGaffey says the report was the first in-depth survey and focus group study on modern slavery responses within Australia. Right now, Fiona joins me on the program to discuss more. Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. So first and foremost, I want to ask, can you tell us a little bit more about who makes up this coalition of human rights organisations?
Yeah, so we were funded under the National Action Plan Against Modern Slavery, and the group is led by Professor Justine Nolan at UNSW. But it brings together academics from a number of universities around Australia, so RMIT, UNSW, University of Melbourne, Notre Dame, and UWA. But alongside the academics, we also have a group of civil society organisations, which is quite a unique approach and really useful, I think, for that connection with what's happening in practice, but also the sort of advocacy function that they can undertake. So in particular, we've worked closely with the Human Rights Law Centre and the Business and Human Rights Resource Centre, but there have been other members of the coalition as well.
So there's quite a few people involved, as you were saying, people within West Australian University and, of course, surrounding universities within our nation as well and other organisations that you mentioned there who are involved. I want to know, can you sort of break down for us what the research shows and some of the key findings from the survey conducted?
Yeah, so the Modern Slavery Act was introduced in 2018, so we've had it for a little while, but part of the original law was that there would be a statutory review of the legislation, and that review has been underway now for several months, and it is, I think, just concluded at this stage. We don't know the outcome of that review yet, but within that context, part of our project is to assess the effectiveness of the Modern Slavery Act. So the Act itself places an obligation on large businesses to submit reports to identify what actions they take with regard to modern slavery in their business and their supply chain. So they identify risks and any response to those risks. And look, there's been a number of previous studies, but this is the first time that we've really been able to engage in depth with particularly businesses. And so we carried out a survey in 2022, and then we followed that up with in-depth focus groups with a number of businesses and then also some civil society organisations who are very engaged in this space. What we found is that there's a general consensus that the legislation isn't adequately effective in tackling modern slavery. And many of us have been saying that for some time, but it was really interesting to have the business perspective, because sometimes we assume that businesses don't want strong laws in this area because it somehow might constrain them or highlight issues. But actually what we see from these findings is that businesses are supportive of stronger laws. And so there are a number of different things that we asked about that we found businesses were really interested in. So, for example, to establish an anti-slavery commissioner. And that's something that, for example, they have in the UK, but we don't have under our current law. And 70% of our respondents to the survey said, yes, they would support the establishment of that commissioner. And of course, what kind of role they would play, you know, isn't defined, but that could be someone who has a regulatory function, who looks at how companies are implementing their obligations, but also could be a supporting function in terms of education and resources and information provision. So that was the strongest outcome, was that there was very broad support for the establishment of an anti-slavery commissioner.
That's really interesting what you said there about the kind of responses that businesses were making in that sense. You were saying how, you know, surprisingly they were on board with this. And you said one thing that you noted, that maybe there might be a bit of backlash because it would slow business down, et cetera. But I'm glad that they've kind of pushed forward for this anti-slavery commissioner as a solution to this issue, in a sense. I want to know, how would the appointment of an independent anti-slavery commissioner make an impact overall in the sector nationally as well? If you could explain a little bit more about that.
Really, the commissioner would be part of, I would see it as part of some kind of improvement overall in the legislation. So at the moment, for example, companies submit their statements and they go on to a public repository like a website, but not really much else happens. And so, for example, there are some companies who have not submitted their statements. So basically, they don't comply with the legislation, and there are no penalties for that. There are many who submit statements, but those statements are really, really basic and sometimes don't even meet the mandatory criteria under the legislation. And again, there's not much scrutiny of that, other than the scrutiny that, you know, civil society and academics have exercised on those statements. And so there's overall, a lack of transparency, a lack of regulation, there are no penalties. And so overall, it just lacks effectiveness, it lacks teeth. And so what could work is an anti-slavery commissioner who had more powers to actually investigate what's going on with those statements and hold businesses to account. One of the other things we did ask about in the survey was whether there would be support for financial penalties. So, you know, as we know, in many other areas of corporate life, if you don't comply with obligations, there will be some kind of penalty for that. But that's not the case in this legislation. And so, again, 54% were in support of the introduction of financial penalties. And there were other ways in which that law could be strengthened, and again, an anti-slavery commissioner could play a key role. So, for example, what we see now in other jurisdictions around the world is the introduction of human rights due diligence laws. Now, they're much more onerous. They're much broader than modern slavery. It's any kind of human rights abuse. And we see much higher standards, and that's particularly coming out of Europe, but these laws are also under consideration in many jurisdictions, including, I believe, in New Zealand, which would be significant, obviously, for us. And so, again, there was support among the respondents to the survey for, you know, a more harmonised approach to these laws so that we would be more in line with international standards and more aligned with best practice that's emerging from other countries. And so, you know, there really is quite a bit that we could do to improve on what we've got, and certainly an anti-slavery commissioner could play a key role in that.
You're on the record with Maddie Lombardi, and I'm chatting with UWA Law School Professor Fiona McGaffey about calls to government for tougher laws tackling modern slavery within Australia. Touching on what you just said there, Fiona, one of the key points I did notice in the survey is that I found 70% of respondents wanted a Commonwealth Anti-Slavery Commissioner, as we were just talking about, to help them in identifying forms of modern slavery and aiding them in the vetting of suppliers. Do you think Australians are currently unaware of what modern slavery looks like? And could you tell us what people should look out for, maybe?
Yes, look, one of the positives, I think, from the Modern Slavery Act is that it has certainly begun to raise awareness of the issue, and that's been a positive outcome, I think, of the legislation. So it is now a topic of conversation. It is now something that certainly large businesses are aware of. I think what can be really complex, and what some of our research has found, is organisations have started to put in place ways to identify risks in their operations and supply chains. And so we know, for example, that certain parts of the world, certain countries, certain industries have a much higher risk. And so we've made quite good progress in being aware of that and identifying those risks. But actually where we often fall down is, as one of the respondents to one of my pieces of research said, okay, so I know about the risks, but what do I do now? And that's really the challenge is, okay, identifying those risks is one thing, but if you actually think that there is, you know, very severe exploitation that could be modern slavery, or you actually uncover incidents of modern slavery, well, what should I do in that case? And so part of what we looked at in this research was remediation. So where something has gone wrong, where someone has been in a situation where, for example, it's forced labour or it's debt bondage or something else has happened within us. Particularly these things happen within supply chains, but it can also happen, of course, within Australia. But we've looked then at, well, what systems do people have in place to deal with that? And the couple of interesting outcomes, I think, there was that where there's a high level of transparency between a business and their suppliers, they're more likely to report having effective practice in place to deal with these instances if they happen. And the other thing we noted was that where businesses don't engage well with their stakeholders, they're less likely to report having a good system in place to deal with risks and incidents of modern slavery. And so that's, I think, really helpful in terms of us being able to say to businesses, these are things that can help. If you've got a good relationship with suppliers, if you've got a really high level of transparency, if something goes wrong and you're going to find out about it, well, that's a positive thing. And similarly, if you're going to design policies and processes and, for example, you know, whistleblower lines for people who feel like they're being exploited, you can't effectively do that without engaging with stakeholders. And that includes, for example, trade unions or workers' groups or civil society, and, of course, depending on the country that you're working in.
That's really interesting there, how you were just talking about how this survey has created more awareness surrounding these laws as well. It was something that I currently wasn't unaware about, but just listening to you there, if there are sort of themes in place for businesses and models for businesses to sort of enact and follow through and report to stakeholders in that sense, as you were saying, it will help in abolishing slavery within Australia.
Yep.
I want to know finally, what further research needs to be done to help abolish modern slavery within Australia, and is this something that can be done?
Yeah, look, so I think we've certainly made progress, and I think this legislation, as I say, was a good first step. It has certainly raised awareness. The next thing that we're doing actually as part of our project is to further develop some of those good practices and put out a guide for businesses and policymakers and civil society to say, look, throughout our research, here are some things that we noticed that were effective. And so to try to sort of build our knowledge within Australia on what we can do better. And I think that's really important because often businesses are criticised, but quite often what we find is there are people on the ground who are really keen to do the right thing, but they just need some help in terms of how to go about that. So that's something that we're going to do. The other piece of research that, well, two key things really that we would like to do. One is further research on engaging stakeholders. We've found out that that's really important for effectiveness, but we'd like to understand a little bit more about what that looks like, how it can work, who the stakeholders are, what kind of models can be put in place. So that's one piece of research. The other piece of research that we would like to do is an exploration of some of these laws that are coming from other countries. So the most significant being a new proposed directive at the EU level, which would have an impact on trading partners all around the world, including Australia. And it is going to place much more significant obligations on businesses to tackle not just things like forced labour, but any kind of human rights abuse. And in fact, many of the laws also consider environmental impact. So I think there's a global trend out there, and Australia is a little bit behind in how we legislate for these things. And that's obviously another area that we should really be cognizant of, and that's something that I would like to do some further research on as well.
It'll be interesting in, I guess, sort of the months or years to come to see what kind of research you develop, especially as you were just saying that engaging with stakeholders and obviously, you know, with other countries as well, which, as you were saying, may put more obligation on businesses and create more of a conversation between companies and stakeholders and workers in that sense to create a better working environment for everybody involved, and hopefully diminishing or abolishing modern slavery within Australia as well. Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Fiona. We appreciate your time and all the best with your research as well.
Thanks so much.
That was UWA Law School Associate Professor Fiona McGaffey talking with us about the first in-depth survey and focus group study on modern slavery responses within Australia. To check out the full briefing on the recent release, check out the Business of Human Rights and Resource Centre for a full downloadable copy of the survey.